get through spraying while I'm gonna settle up with him, and he can pay me off for his part of the spraying and his part of the fertilizer, and I can tell you, I'm gonna tell him he can have it. I'm getting too old to work so hard. Luther and that brother of mine, that old boy up there who already drank the Cokes, three or four old boys right here, just about the same age, and I said, "Tim, been long since they was kids." And here they are, well up in their 50s. All right, get on with things. Let's see what we got next.
You mentioned sweet potatoes. What other kind of potatoes have you grown?
Oh, they grow not very many, just family use fried potatoes. Mm-hmm. That's about all they have. Nobody out there know what planted 10 acres over yonder by Lindsay in the bottom, but he got up one morning and it's all done dead with five rows against the fence. Said didn't even get his seed back.
So somebody got around there with DDT and sprayed something?
I don't know what, but something sure salivated it.
Well, I've heard the tale, sure are killed potatoes. Where'd you grow your vegetables for the house?
In the garden.
What did you grow?
Well, I gardened much. Last 2 years, we always grew a few onions, radishes, cabbage, tomatoes, okra, beans, peas, cucumbers, that's another. Little mustard lettuce. Got a boy can't hardly raise mustard though. There's a darn bug that's about a pasty little fingernail. That they'll hit it, and I mean they'll clean it up right quick and fast. And I'm afraid that if anything to kill a bug it might kill a man.
That's right.
I just don't get where I didn't plant it. Well, look, I planted something this year, but I couldn't find no seeds. I went over to pray, and that old boy said, "I just sold the last I had 5 or 6 packages." An old boy.
Did you grow those yellow beans that you serve?
No, I grow bean that they call a top crop, and then another one that they call a burpee stringless green pod. They're all a bunch of beans. They ain't pole beans. We can them when they're snaps, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. When they're snap beans?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you call that big yellow bean that you take out of the pot?
You're thinking about them old, we used to call them butter beans. I think you call them limas, don't they?
Mm-hmm. And what do you call it when you take them out of the pot?
Well, about all I heard call, there's 2 or 3 kinds. There's a big lima and a little lima.
Well, what do you call taking them out of the pod? Your wife would say, take
shell them.
Yeah. And did you ever eat onions when they're young?
Yeah.
You bring them in, what do you call those?
Green onions, fresh onions, new onions, whatever you want to call them.
How about those beans with a striped appearance, white and pink?
With them pintos?
Uh-huh.
We never raise any of them.
You ever eat tops of turnips?
Yeah.
What do you call those?
Turnip green.
How about oak leaves?
Yeah, eat them. That's pretty good goat. Those are 2 in the spring of the year.
What do you call that?
Pokes at it.
You know, they have kids collecting that, selling it. You know anybody in the green and white Plymouth?
Yeah, that's old boy's gal up here. Her and her old man, 2 kids.
Did you pick corn when it was young and bring it in and boil it?
I haven't this year. Used to have boiled roasting years. I never was much